Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The progress of a community depends on many factors. Leah Levesque, assistant professor of political science at the University of Guelph, created a vitality index to measure well-being, especially among women.
As community-engaged scholars, our research uses a rigorous process that involves the community in all stages. In 2012, we began a participatory process to create a community vitality index, a CVI, to track well-being in Happy Valley, Goose Bay, Labrador. Nearby, a multi-billion dollar hydroelectric project is underway. The dam on the Lower Churchill River will provide power for eastern Canada and eventually the eastern U.S. Through participatory workshops and community pilots, we worked with women in the community to create a well-being definition and framework and a survey to measure well-being. Our research asked two key questions. What is the full impact of resource extraction projects on community well-being, and how can women in communities be more meaningfully included in policy decisions? We know that such projects lead to community changes that impact women's well-being uniquely. However, most women are still left out of policy decisions about these projects, and well-being definitions often exclude women's perspectives. Therefore, we study not only factors affecting community well-being from women's perspectives, but also research methods that include the voices of diverse women in informing policy decisions. Through the creation of the CVI, we learned that well-being includes being able to make choices about what's best for you and your family, and feeling accepted for your cultural knowledge. We also learned about complex interconnections. For example, having access to traditional food sources affect physical and emotional well-being. Moving forward, we will use CVI data to create a more complete picture of the community's well-being and to capture changes to well-being during the construction of the dam. Developing CVIs with other communities will help us learn more about how best to include diverse women in policy decisions and about the full impacts of resource extraction projects on communities.
That was Leah Levesque of the University of Guelph. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. In my little town.